So Christopher, your publishing story is kind of become mythological almost at this point in the publishing world and certainly the self-publishing world. Mm. Would you like to give me the condensed and real version, because I've heard so many now floating mm-hmm. around?
Well, let me see. The condensed and real version is that my family and I live in a very isolated part of Montana. The nearest town is about a half hour away, and it only has about 6,000 people in the whole town. We had zero connections with the publishing industry, as is commonly understood. My parents did not own a publishing company, as sometimes has been said. My parents were writing and trying to self-publish some stuff of their own when I started working on Aragon, and it sort of happened all at once. I wasn't really inspired by what they were doing. It just was mutual shared interests, I guess you could say, throughout the family in writing and reading. And so I wrote Aragon, wrote the first draft, didn't like it, wrote a second draft, gave it to my parents, and fortunately for me, they liked it enough that we decided we were going to try self-publishing together as a family and make it a family business. We worked with a print-on-demand company, which was also allowed the book to be listed on Amazon, and it had an actual ISBN number so that the book could be ordered through bookstores around the world, around the country. But ultimately, pretty much all the sales came from in-person, actual physical events, and I just went around and did about 136 different events in the western half of the U.S., and each event sometimes consisted of 3 to 4 one-hour-long presentations in schools each day. And then, of course, eventually the book was picked up by Random House when the author, Carl Hyacin, was traveling
in Montana. That's what I heard.
Yeah, and he found it and recommended it to Random House.
Okay, but of course, what's been left out of this is that you were 15 when you began writing it, correct?
Small detail, yes.
Right. Then the decision, talk about that moment when you've decided as a family you were going to do it as a business. Mm. I mean, it's a pretty intense experience, mixing family and business in that way. Well, did you have any reservations about that?
No, and you have to understand that my family has always been self-employed. Well, we've always been looking for ways to be self-employed and to work together to keep the family together. Family is very important for all of us, and so you know we didn't want to have jobs where, especially in Montana, it's a big state, so a lot of jobs require you to be away from home or to be driving, you know, long distances, and we just didn't want to be doing that. So it was really a no-brainer for us to have something we could do all together. The scary part was that during the year that we took preparing the book for publication and putting together material, you know, promotional materials and stuff, during that year, neither my mother nor my father received any income that they would have from other projects during that time. So by the time we released Aragon, if the book had taken another few months to start turning a profit, another 3-4 months, we were going to have to sell our house, all move to a city, and get regular jobs.
So you were actually using it as an actual... I misunderstood. I thought, well, this would be nice. Let's see what we can do with Christopher's book. But they were seeing it as an actual business.
Yeah, exactly.
And, holy moly.
And it makes for great...
No pressure, huh?
Well, it makes for a great story now, but when you're living through it, it was absolutely terrifying. And not just for me, but for the whole family. I mean, it was one of those things of jumping off a cliff and seeing if you can fly on the way down. And we were very fortunate that the response to the story was such that, you know, we were able to make a go of it, and that it actually was profitable and successful.
Had you been telling stories to yourself already and then the idea of the dragon egg come to you, or did...
I had been writing short stories before high school, but the high school courses we used didn't sort of have a lot of writing assignments, so I sort of stopped writing during high school for the most part, and I really missed it. So then when I finished high school, I started diving back into it. And I tried a couple of books before Aragon and just sort of hit a stone wall with each one after about 3 or 4 pages, mainly because I didn't know what happened next after the initial idea. So I stopped writing, and I spent a couple of months reading books on how to write.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and I even got, you know, various writing magazines from the library.
Sure.
And stuff. Two of the books that were very helpful were Story by Robert McKee, which of course is for screenplay writers, but talks about the structure of stories, and then the other was Characters and Viewpoint by Orson Scott Card, which helped me with some of the technical details of point of view and tenses and stuff like that. So once I felt like I had a good grasp on at least the basic structure of stories, that's when I said, okay, I'm going to try plotting out a story from scratch.
So you're an outliner.
I am. So I outlined a story, and I didn't write it. outlined a fantasy story, put it aside. I'm very methodical. And I said, okay, now I've outlined a story. Now I know I can construct a story. Now I'm going to outline a trilogy. Because, of course, you know, all great fantasy stories are trilogies.
Right?
I'm going to outline a trilogy, and then I'm going to write the first book as a practice book, just to see if I can get 500 or so pages. Once I write that, I'm going to go write a real book. Well, 13 years later, I just finished my practice book. That was Aragon, of course.
Wow.
As for my real book, I've got 20 to 30 completely new books bouncing around in my head, all plotted out, and I've just been waiting to dive into them.
That's great. And I heard you say that Inheritance, for a number of reasons, was you felt the most difficult book of the four to write?
Yeah, without a doubt.
And why is that?
I felt a weight of responsibility both to the story and to the fans. You know, I wanted to do justice to the end of the story, and I wanted to, of course, please the fans as much as possible. And my hope is that this book is going to both satisfy and surprise readers with the conclusion. And I'm very proud of it. I think it's the best writing I've done so far. You know, you try to learn as a writer with each book, and I think I definitely did with this book.
Yeah, well, you've got still a lot of writing to learn and a lot of life to learn still that will, I'm sure, inform your writing as you go.
I hope so. I mean, that's a great
thing. You've grown up.
Well, that's
right?
The thing.
Since you wrote that first book, you were just a kid. Really.
I mean, the fun thing is that my life, in some ways, has sort of mirrored the arc of the characters in their journey. But I've grown up faster than the characters, which is nice because it's important for the writer to know more than his characters,
yes.
At least some of the time.
Yeah. Although sometimes you learn what you know when you write the characters, don't you? You learn wisdom that you didn't think you had, maybe.
And not just that. I think that writing, for me and for a lot of authors, is the way that you explain the world to yourself and the way that you sort of talk out your feelings and your emotions and your thoughts about, you know, what's going on around you.
Last question.
Sure.
Finish this sentence for me. If writing has taught me anything, it has taught me what?
Persistence. It's impossible to write a large book without working on it every single day, and you will never improve your craft without putting as much time and effort into it as possible. So, writing has taught me, above all else, the importance of persistence.